And Bari says, what am I gonna do? I don't wanna be hungry. What do I have for breakfast? What do I have for lunch? What do I have for snacks? If there's no food? Yosef says, but Paroi, that's what Hashem is showing you in the dream. You have to get ready for the 7 skinny years during the 7 fat years. That's why you saw all the cows together. During the 7 fat years, you have to worry about the 7 skinny years. And Paroi starts jumping up and down on his throne. That's it! That's it! That's it! That's what the dream means! I know it is! Because nobody could tell me why all the cows were together. And now you're telling me the 7 fat years, I have to take care of the 7 skinny years. And so it's like the 7 skinny years are in the same time together with the 7 fat years. And 7 is 14! Oh! Yeah, Paroi, you're right. 7 and 7 is 14. And that's what the dream means. And Paroi was jumping up and down. Oh, that's great! Oh, I'm so glad that you told me what the dream means. But what am I going to do? How will I figure out to save the food? How will I figure out how to get so much food for the 7 skinny years? And Yosef says, Hashem is showing Paroi that he should make a smart officer who will be in charge of saving the food, and that way people will have what to eat. And Paroi scratches his head. Ooh, do I have such a smart officer? And he looks down at all the goyim down under his throne over there, scratching their heads, not knowing what dreams mean, and not knowing languages. And he starts making with his hand, they don't have any good heads at all. Those officers are not smart. They can't figure out anything. I need a smart officer. And all of a sudden, Paroi looks at Yosef. Yosef, what about you? You be the officer. I'll make you the officer. Paroi reaches on his hand and he takes off his ring and he puts it on Yosef's finger and he makes a Mishnah Lamelech. And now they made, first of all, a big parade because Paroi said, I want to show the people of Mitzrayim that you're my new officer. But of course, I don't want you to have a Jewish name like Yosef. I'm going to give you a Goyish name. A Mitzri name. And we're going to call you Tzofnas Paineach. Tzofnas Paineach. That's what you're going to be called. So the Goyim in Mitzrayim, they called him Tzofnas Paineach. And it's an Egyptian name. They made a parade. And everybody came out of Mitzrayim to see who is the new officer, the Mishnah Lamelech Paroi. And they saw he was a very handsome young man. And the ladies said, oh, he's such a handsome young man. Let's throw down jewels on him. And the ladies throw bracelets and rings and earrings. And all of a sudden, as Yosef is going in his wagon in the parade, he sees a silver bracelet got thrown on him. And all of a sudden, he sees on the bracelet Hebrew letters. Look, Hebrew letters. It says, Osnas Bas Dina. Osnas Bas Dina. Dina, that's my sister's name. My sister's name is Dina. And he looks up. He says, I wonder which lady threw it on me. Who? There's a young lady. She kind of looks like my sister Dina. Osnas Bas Dina. I wonder if my sister over all these years had a baby and it was a girl and she grew up and maybe she came to Mitzrayim and maybe her name is Osnas. Anyway. Later on, Kinalach, Yosef met this lady again. Sure enough, this woman was a Yid. She was the daughter of his sister Dina. And over the years, all kinds of things had happened. And she came down to Mitzrayim also. And later on, Yosef married her. He married a Jewish girl. And they got married in Mitzrayim. And they had two babies. One baby was named Menashe, and the other baby was named Ephraim. And they lived in Mitzrayim, and Yosef now was a big officer. And every day he came to the palace, and he had a big important job. And his number one job was to save the food during the 7 good years. Now what he did was this. Every city, he had builders build a building. And he says, this is the food building of the city. And every day when the farmers get food from the fields, they have to put a big bag of food in the building to save it. And that's what happened every day. There was plenty of food, and every day the farmers had to put a big bag of food in the building, and they had special officers in the buildings to take care of them, until over 7 years, every building was full of food. And so therefore Yosef was now saving the food from the 7 good years to take care of the 7 bad years. As soon as 7 years went by, all of a sudden it got terrible, terrible weather. Now, in Mitzrayim anyway, it never rained. That was one difference between Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Mitzrayim. In Eretz Yisrael, it rains. In Eretz Mitzrayim, it never rains, but all the water comes from the river, the Nilus. Okay, we learned about that river. Remember Pishon? Okay, Pishon, it says in Bereishis, the river Pishon. Why was it called Pishon? It used to overflow. Now, this was the same river that was later called the Nilus. The Nilus, in English, is called the Nile River. It's still there. It overflows, the water flows over, and then the farmers dig like a trench. They dig like a line between the river and their field, and the water goes into their field and waters the plants. So they used to, of course, give tremendous, great importance to this river, because the water of this river kept them alive. Now the problem was in Mitzrayim, they made a getchke from the river. They used to daven to the river. Now who made the river flow over? Hashem. Who sends the water into the river? Hashem. But they used to believe that the river was a god, and they would daven to the river. They would say, river, river, give us water. Flow over and give us water. And then of course, Paroi Chapterain, with his mishigas, and he said to the people, don't daven to the river, daven to me. I made the river. Daven to Paroi, because I created the river. You created the river, Paroi? The Mitzrayim would scratch their heads. What do you mean? I created the world, of course. Who do you think created the world? I created the world. Oh, Paroi created the world, and he created the river. And in the school, they used to teach the Kenelach, okay, children from Mitzrayim, it's time to daven. Daven to Paroi. And if a kid asked, teacher, who made the world? Who made the world? Paroi made the world. Don't you know? Paroi, our great king, he made the world. And if a kid would say, teacher, who made the river? Who made the river? What are you asking? Don't you know? Paroi made the river. Daven to Paroi. And you can daven to the river too, because he used to daven to different getchkes. Even a Shepsala was a getchke in Mitzrayim. They daven to all kinds of different getchkes. Then, for the next time now, after the 7 years, the river dried up. There was no water. There's no water, there's no food. There's no food, you go to the store, you want to buy something, there's nothing to buy. Now, if you remember, when Avram came to Mitzrayim, remember? And there was a hunger? Well, he came from Eretz Canaan to Mitzrayim. Now, in Eretz Canaan was a hunger. He came to Mitzrayim, there was food. Now, sometimes there's a hunger, so you can go far away to a different place and find food. In the time of Yosef, there was no food in the whole world. There was a hunger in the whole world. Not just in one place. Everywhere was hunger. Everywhere people went to the store and they couldn't find food. Not only in Mitzrayim, but other places. It stopped raining. If there were rivers that flowed over, they stopped flowing over. There was no food. People were starving. Even if they had money, they go to the store. There's no food. Then the Mitzrim said, oh, we're lucky, we have food. Now, in every city, they said, we have the building of food. Let's go to the building of food. So they went to the building of food in the different cities. They opened it up. We've been saving food for 7 years. We'll have food. And they open it up, and it's full of bugs and worms, and it's rotten and stinking, and all the food spoiled. And there's water bugs and cockroaches over there crawling around, and spiders. Oh, the food's spoiled. Yuck. We can't use it. The whole building of food we have to throw into the garbage. It smells. Oh, we have no food. What should we do? Now, the only building of food that did not get spoiled at all was the one where Yosef was in the city of Paroi. Yosef's big building that he had himself taken care of, that was the only building that had food that was good. So it comes out, in the whole world, the only food that you can get was in one building, and that was Yosef's building. Now imagine, just on a smaller way, if in the whole New York City, in the whole Manhattan, everywhere, in the whole Brooklyn, there was no food except in one store on Kingston. And everyone found out now, who's hungry, there's only one place to get food. What would everybody do? They'd all of a sudden come to one place for food, right? And sure enough, when people found out that in Yosef's building was good food, everybody came. And they brought money, and they brought silver, and they brought gold, they brought jewels, they brought anything. We have to buy food. And they made a big, gigantic, long line. You can imagine a line from miles long. People from all over the world. Yosef stood at the door, and he would sell the food to people. Sofnas Paineach, the officer of the food, and people came from all over the world. Now you're going to see, Kenelach, an amazing story of Hashkacha Pratis. We go back now to the brothers and Yaakov and Eretz Canaan during the second year of the hunger. They were running out of food. The brothers were married. They had wives. They had children. And all of the families needed food because in Eretz Canaan was no food. And Yaakov says to the sons one day, I heard that there is shever b'Mitzrayim. Now, shever is an interesting word. It could mean there's food in Mitzrayim. I heard that there's food in Mitzrayim. That's a place to get food. And also the word shever means hope. Because every day Yaakov was hoping, maybe Yosef will come back. Maybe Yosef is still alive. Even after more than 20 years, he didn't give up hope. First of all, he couldn't stop crying. He cried every single day for more than 20 years. I think I told you once, if a person, God forbid, dies, the family sits shiva and they're very sad, and there are all kinds of dinim about the week and the first month and the first 11 months and the first year. But after a year, it's really over, except for the yard site, which is every year, and the time of being sad is done. Because Hashem makes the heart to forget after a year that the pain goes away and the person doesn't cry anymore. Now, Why was Yaakov crying not only 1 year and 2 years and 5 years, but 10 years and more than 20 years? He didn't stop crying. It could have meant to him, deep down inside, maybe Yosef didn't die. He is not to be forgotten because he's still alive. And Yaakov was hoping that maybe someday he'll see Yosef again. Maybe Yosef is still alive. And I told you also, Yitzchak did know that Yosef was still alive. Because Hashem told him with Ruach HaKodesh that Yosef is still alive in Mitzrayim. And Yaakov didn't know. And Rabbi Burstyn, so why didn't Yitzchak tell his son Yaakov instead of seeing him cry every day? And Yitzchak knew that Yaakov also had Ruach HaKodesh. So why Hashem told Yitzchak through Ruach HaKodesh and he didn't tell Yaakov? It must be a sign that Hashem only wanted Yitzchak to know and not Yaakov. If Hashem is not going to tell Yaakov, how can Yitzchak go and tell Yaakov? So Yitzchak knew, but he couldn't say anything. And Yaakov didn't know. And also, Yaakov was thinking, so what happened then? What happened then to my Yosef? And he knew that the brothers hated Yosef. He knew that the brothers were jealous of Yosef's beautiful, nice shirt with the many colors. And he knew that they were upset that he had spoken Lashon Hara. And he had told always the brothers what to do. And he had the dreams that the brothers were bowing down to him. And he knew how the brothers were very angry. He suspected maybe the brothers first had killed Yosef because they showed him the shirt, remember, dipped in the blood. But then he thought to himself, maybe they really didn't kill him. Maybe they got rid of him in a different way. And it was also very strange. Why do they all come home that day with all new shoes? Remember how they got new shoes? When they sold Yosef to the Arabs, they got 20 silver dollars, and they went and they bought new shoes. All the brothers got new shoes. Where'd they get that money? Maybe they sold Yosef to be a slave to Mitzrayim. Now Yaakov didn't know for sure, but he's thinking over, where could my Yosef be? How do you think the brothers felt seeing their father every day cry? Of course, they felt very bad. And there was not one day that they didn't feel sorry about what they did. And they used to say, you know, we really should go back, we should go down to Mitzrayim. You know, we really should go down to Mitzrayim and look to find Yosef someday. But they never did. First of all, probably they just never had a big reason to go down there. And second of all, maybe they were afraid if they go down there, what would be if they found him? What would happen? And anyway, who knows if he's still alive, even if he, you know, if he was down there as a slave, they sold him, maybe he's not alive anymore. Whatever, they never went down. Now all of a sudden Yaakov says, I heard that there is food in Mitzrayim. Go down to Mitzrayim and buy food for our families. So the brothers were excited for two reasons. Number one, they want food. And number two, maybe they'll find Yosef. Maybe they'll see Yosef. And so they prepared to go down to Mitzrayim. Now, as I told you, Yosef expected his brothers someday to come down because he knew that there was hunger in the whole world. And he made certain rules to make sure that when his brothers will come down, first of all, to make sure that his brothers would come down, and to make sure that when they come down, he'll know about it. One rule was that whoever comes to buy food, it has to be the family itself, and they cannot send down slaves. So that way Yosef would make sure that the brothers themselves would come down and they wouldn't send servants. Also he said, whoever comes down to buy food, they have to sign in by the gate. And every day Yosef would read the list of people that came down to see who's coming down. Maybe his brothers are coming down. Also, he made sure that whoever buys food cannot sell it later. It's not like a person can come down and buy a bunch of food and go back where he lives and make a store and sell food. Because then the brothers maybe will buy food from somebody else. Whoever comes down to buy food, they have to use it themselves only, and they're not allowed to sell it to anybody else. And all these rules will make sure that Yosef will see his brothers when they come down. Finally, that day came. The brothers came to Mitzrayim. But Yaakov had told them, don't travel together because of an Ayin Hara. When you come into Mitzrayim, each one should go to a different gate. There were different gates in Mitzrayim. There was the doggy gate, there was the cat gate, there was the bird gate, there was the alligator gate, there was different gates. Each gate had a different magic animal by the gate that in case a slave would escape, the magic animal would see the slave escape. And there would be a warning system. You see, no slave ever could escape from Mitzrayim. Now, for example, let's say a slave tried to sneak out and went through the doggy gate. There's some kind of a magic dog by that gate. So the magic dog would see the slave, and as soon as he would see the slave, every dog in Mitzrayim would start to bark at one time. Like the doggies outside of the window over here, that every time I'm telling a story, they start barking their heads off. And when people would hear the doggies barking, they'd know, oh, a slave is escaping by the doggy gate, let's go get him. And the soldiers would go and catch him right away. And let's say a slave would try to escape through the cat gate, where the magic cat was. As soon as he goes out of that gate, all of a sudden the magic cat would see him, and through magic, every cat in Mitzrayim starts to go cat noise and meow and make cat noise. And then all the people would say, aha, that's the alarm. That tells us that a slave is escaping through the cat gate. Let's go get him. And they would catch the slave, and he wouldn't get out. So you can get out through those gates and get in. So that each brother came through a different gate. And that day, Yosef, of course, they didn't call him Yosef. They called him by the Goyish name, Sofnas Paineach, an Egyptian name. He got the list. Now, Yosef's officer was his son Menashe. As I told you, Yosef had two sons, Menashe and Ephraim. Ephraim was home learning Torah. And Menashe was with Yosef helping with all the different things of the king things and the food things and all kinds of officer. He was like an officer for Yosef. And Menashe brought the lists of that day. And Yosef sees Reuven ben Yaakov. Aha! My brother Reuven has come to Mitzrayim. And then he shows a different list through a different gate. Shimon ben Yaakov, Levi ben Yaakov, Yehuda ben Yaakov. Ooh, my brothers have come down to Mitzrayim. And he expected them to get in line. Apparently there are different ways to explain the story. I'm telling you the way I read just recently. And he's expecting to see them get in line, but they are not in line. One day goes by. My brothers came to Mitzrayim, but they're not in line. 2 days go by. My brothers are not in line yet. Where are they? 3 days go by. Now, what the brothers were doing were looking for Yosef in the whole city. They were going down, they were going around different places looking for Yosef. Only after 3 days, they got in line. Now, what's going on with Yosef is this. The main thing Yosef wants to do, there's a few things Yosef wants to do. You have to listen to this very carefully. You have to understand, Yosef was a tzaddik. Yosef was a tzaddik. He loved his brothers. He realized that the reason he came down to Mitzrayim was not just because his brothers were mean to him and wanted to kill him, but it was from Hashem. Hashem leads the steps of a person. It was Hashkaka Pratis that he should be in Mitzrayim, and he should even be in the jail, and he should get out of jail and listen to Paroi's dreams. And through hearing Paroi's dreams, he saved the world from hunger. So Yosef realized that if he would have never come to Mitzrayim, he would not now be in such a position of a big officer of Paroi, the Mishnah Lamelech, that now he's helping even his brothers to get food. So he knew that all of this was a plan from Hashem. And he could love his brothers and even forgive them, but his brothers have done a big aveda. They will get in big trouble for their big aveda. They tried to kill Yosef and they sold him to be a slave. Now, out of love for his brothers, he wants them to do tshuva for their aveda. Because if they do tshuva for their aveda, will they get punished for it?
No.
But let's say they do not do tshuva for their aveda. They will get a big, tremendous, terrible punishment because of the big aveda they did. And of course, Yosef wants to see, do they feel sorry for what they did to me? Or they don't feel sorry? If they feel sorry, and they do tshuva for their aveda, they will not get punished, and I will see that they feel bad for what they did. And that's why Yosef is going to test them. Not only test them, he's going to help them to do tshuva. And all of these things are mida keneged mida. Okay, there were five avedas that the brothers are going to get punished for. Now let me see if I can remember them. First of all, they hated Yosef and they spoke very not nicely to him. They spoke very mean to him. What do you think Yosef is going to do to his brothers to make a kapara to get rid of that aveda? He is going to speak very not nice back to them. Not because he hates them, but because they spoke so not nice to him, they can get punished for that. So let's say he's going to speak not nice to them, and now they're going to be in such a way that somebody is speaking not nice to them. That's going to be a kapara to get rid of that aveda. Right? Okay. They tried to kill Yosef. That was a big aveda. Yosef is going to get them in such a way that they could get killed. Not, God forbid, he's going to kill them. But he's going to put them in such a way that they could get killed. This is going to be a kapara that will help about that. They threw Yosef into a jail, a pit. How is Yosef going to get rid of that part of the aveda? By throwing them in a jail. By throwing them in a pit. Because the jail in Mitzrayim was a big hole in the ground, like a big pit. By getting them thrown in jail, that's going to take care of that aveda. Alright? They sold him for money to the Arabs as a slave. And they took the money and they bought the shoes. And they sat down and they had a nice meal after they sold him. That was a big aveda that Hashem got very upset. He is also going to fool them with money. They did an aveda with money, like stealing, by selling him to the Arabs and taking money for that. He's going to also make trouble with them, for them with money. Okay. They fooled their father by showing him the shirt with blood, remember? They fooled Yaakov by showing him a shirt with many colors, full of holes, covered with blood. And they said, look, Ta, Yosef was torn up by a wild animal. And really, the truth was different than that, right? And they caused their father a lot of tzaras. Because they fooled him, they caused him tzaras. Yosef is going to fool them and cause them tzaras. All of these things he's going to do in order to make a kapara, like Yom Kippur. Like Erev Yom Kippur also, we do things that a little bit of suffering gets rid of a bigger thing. A little bit of begging, you beg a little bit for lekach, that gets rid of the gzeder for begging for a whole year, God forbid, if a person had it. These are the ways that Yosef is going to test them to see if they feel bad for what they did, and also help them to do tshuva and make a kapara to get rid of their punishment. How many boys understand so far what's going on? It's very complicated.